Later on, you were also silent until, like, how the thought come out? How the thinking manifest? How that, like, form a mind, that mind inside there actually activate and move the body? Yeah. So a lot of this is not through the memory or the thought processing. It's through your awareness that witness all this, observe all this, and see all this. Then the understanding become completely different. Then you are very clear. The body is just a body. Mind is mind. Consciousness is consciousness. Content of consciousness is another thing. That how it actually condition each other, dependent originating, condition arising, causal phenomena. All this, the twirling, you will see it until it becomes clearer and clearer and clearer. It's no longer the theory. Like how upon contact, not only feeling arise, you will know apart from feeling, there are also other things. The content of consciousness also went in very fast. Then ignorant contact condition all the ignorant content of consciousness. Then without wisdom, without yoniso manasikara, the normal living being has got no power to deal with the defilement. You can see all this. You understand all this. Then you realize the Dhamma is really so wonderful, so beautiful. The Buddha is really so wise. That's why when you can see all this, it's no longer a theory, no longer a concept, no longer a book knowledge that you read. It is through direct seeing, awakening. So that process is quite an interesting process of inquiry.